Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Inside Track, Equibase's weekly handicapping podcast, where we give our analysis, picks, and wagers for a couple of the weekend's top races. I'm your host, Ben Kudla, and I'm joined today back in the house by Ellis Starr, Equibase's national racing analyst, and also a 2025 NHC qualifier. So congratulations and good luck there in March in Vegas. You can follow Ellis on X at UberCapper and also Blue Sky. You can check out his blogs and articles at Keeneland.com. And America's Best Racing and Amwager. So thanks for being here, Ellis. You killed it last week, going 2 for 3. Great call on Laganos in the Grade 3 Commonwealth Turf. And then 2 sharp. Wow, what a performance that was in the Grade 3 Chalukie. Just 1.14 seconds off the track record there at Churchill. So excited for 2025 campaign for the Phil Bauer Barn. But let's try to pick some winners. And thanks for being on.
Oh, my pleasure. And yeah, Laganos was just a matter of getting a good trip.
Yeah,
and he did. It was also a little questionable. I mean, watching the race, you know, even Travis Stone was saying Laganos hasn't found a spot yet, and then he did and got loose. And that, you know, no offense to Christian Torres, but the jockey change to Pratt, who's having the best year of his career, was pretty tremendous in that race. And 2 sharp. I mean, we questioned whether what happens when a trainer decides to add blinkers.
Yep.
Even though the horse won, and the answer was, well, he knew what he was doing because. This is great. If she stays healthy, I think she's going to be a strong contender. It's a long way from the Breeders' Cup next year, but the Filly and Mare Sprint, 2 sharp, would definitely be a contender in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint.
Wholeheartedly agree. Yeah, a couple of great races last weekend. And, you know, honestly, I was proud of Mixto as well in the Native Diver. He didn't win, but, you know, he came off really well, and that was a good effort. He ran for third there at Del Mar. But anyway, before we start going over this weekend's races, remember this Saturday is another chance to earn a seat to NHC 2025 with Equibase's Race to the NHC, a free weekly feeder contest on horseplayers.com. Remember, you must have an active RaceLens subscription to play, but it is free to play. So be sure to check that out on equibase.com/NHC. So let's just move on. I mean, amazing week of racing here across North America. A couple Grade 3s at Churchill Thanksgiving Day, the Grade 2 Clark and the Grade 2 Mrs. Revere Stakes at Churchill Friday, Grade 2 Hollywood Turf Cup Stakes at Del Mar on Friday. Saturday, we have the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby, Grade 2 Seabiscuit Handicap, Grade 3 Dreamy Durante Stakes at Del Mar, and then finishing up on Saturday with the Stars of Tomorrow, the second day at Churchill. But lots to choose from, but we are staying in Kentucky this week with the Clark on Friday, Goldenrod and Kentucky Jockey Club on Saturday at Churchill. So let's move on to the 150th running of the Grade 2 Clark, the premier race of the Churchill Downs fall meet. 1 1/8 on the dirt for 3-year-olds and up. Notable horses who have won this race include Silver Charm, St. Liam, Blame, Wise Dan, Shackleford, Will Take Charge, Gunrunner, and Maxfield. Last year's winner was Trademark at odds of 13-1 for trainer Victoria Oliver, Fernando de la Cruz aboard. Two very competitive Brad Cox entries in here with Most Wanted and Hit Show. Since 1976, 11 horses who previously ran in the Kentucky Derby, 24 finish in the money in the Clark. So Hit Show is the only horse in here to have run the Kentucky Derby. So is he your pick, or are you going with another direction?
Well, it's certainly a good horse. A lot of these horses have been facing each other, as anybody can see that reads the Equibase PPs or RaceLens or whatever past performance product you use. I mean, Hit Show beat Bolzy, he beat Onomas Bourbon, Cook Creek, and Rattle and Roll, but Red Rat won, beat him a few back. Cook Creek just by a neck to Hit Show. You've got, of course, Krippy, who's been facing some handicap division horses. Most Wanted, a 3-year-old stepping up, not seen since the Oklahoma Derby on September 29th. And Rattle and Roll, who's, in my opinion, kind of an underachiever. But I think the horse, at least based on the odds to start with, is Cook Creek. I mean, 6-1 starting odds for a horse that really could be going for his fifth straight win, if not beaten a neck by Hit Show last time out end of September in the Lucas Classic Stakes. Really a tremendous effort on the lead, just getting beat a neck on the wire. And that all those wins, or the first of those wins, came when trained by Jeremiah Dwyer, but then he was claimed by Mike Maker. And he's, I would say, he's run a lot better because he was a good horse before that. He had 3 wins and a couple hundred thousand in earnings, but he's really, really gotten better. He will like the 9 post because it gives him a chance to sit outside the speed. This is the race he ran 3 back at Churchill in June at 1 1/16, where he sat third for a quarter mile, then second, then moved up 1 by 6. And that's the kind of race he will run, except the fact that Saez is known to be really aggressive. So if in fact Bowlsy, who's adding blinkers, doesn't go, which I think he might, and Most Wanted, who's shown a lot of speed and is also fresh off a little layoff, goes, Cook Creek sits third. Otherwise, he goes. At 107 Equibase last race speed figure in the Hit Show, identical to Hit Show. He gets the same couple pounds. It's not a significant break in the weight or anything. But I think the position is going to help, because last time he had the four and Hit Show had the six. And again, the difference is going to be Hit Show, 3-1 morning line is obviously going to be bet down. He's going to be, he was 3-5 in the Fayette. He's going to be probably 6-5 or less in this race. Cook Creek will definitely be 3-1, 4-1. I definitely think that gives him an edge. Most Wanted is interesting because he's undefeated. You can never knock an undefeated horse. He has been off since September 29th, but he did win the Oklahoma Derby at the trip. I question whether he has a big kick in the last eighth, but on the other hand, it's really significant here that Florent Giroux has ridden Hit Show to his last four wins, three in a row, including two grade twos, and he opts for Most Wanted, and they're both trained by Brad Cox. I'm just guessing that Giroux had a choice and his agent of which horse to ride. And he picked Most Wanted. As a three-year-old, he's got improving to do. So you know, this time of year, you look at four-year-olds and five-year-olds and whatever speed figures you use. And Hit Show's run 105, 107, 108. He's running about the same number. But Most Wanted ran a pair of 105 Equibase speed figures back in August and September. And now if a two-month layoff is a three-year-old in the fall, he's going to be stronger physically. So he could easily jump up past the 105 Hit Show can run. And so that's why he'd be the second pick. 7-2 may hold up because of the strength of the field. And Hit Show, obviously. So I'm using all three here in pick threes and doubles, et cetera. But I'm going to make a win bet on Cook Creek. And I might just tell you exact a box of Cook Creek and Most Wanted and Cook Creek and Hit Show.
I love it. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, we handicapped these completely separate and we ended up on the exact same horse, Cook Creek, there with that morning line of 6-1. I hope he doesn't go down to 3-1, like you said, but this horse just really jumped off the page to me. And what a claim that was for $40,000. I don't know why they even put him in for that, to be honest, but nonetheless, great claim. Five-year-old gelding by Uncle Mo. Had an amazing year since the claim. I mean, after claim for just 40K, he's won back-to-back allowance optional claiming 80s at Churchill and Saratoga, finished second by just a neck, like you said, in that grade two Lucas Classic at Churchill to Hit Show. You know, if you watch that last race, this horse just fought so hard. I mean, very sloppy track at Churchill that day. He was setting up the pace on there on the front end in a mile and an eighth race. Hit Show was coming hard on the outside in the final turn, and Cookery, he just kind of looked like he would give up. But he just finished really, really strong against Hit Show, running a 107 Equibase speed figure. And like you said, I love Luis Saez back on him here. Saez having a great meet, winning at 40% in the last couple of weeks. Saez and Maker winning at 67% in route races in the last couple of weeks. Very small sample. Don't hate me. Two of three. But here's what I really love. Luis Saez and Mike Maker in greatest stakes races at Churchill Downs in the last 3 years. 50% win percentage and 67% in the money. I know it's small. Three wins from six starts. But it is a 202% positive ROI. I don't know, 50% win percentage in any category of graded stakes, I think, is well above the rest. And this horse has the speed. Last four starts here in 96, 110, 101, 107. I just have a good feeling about this horse. And the fact he's claiming late May is running in grade twos, you know, on all accounts, I would love this horse to win. 6-1, I'll take it all day. But like you said, you got to add Hit Show and Most Wanted for pick threes and doubles. And I do like Hit Show quite a bit. You know, I was kind of off him in the Fayette at Keeneland. I was sitting right next to him, you know, and in the podcast, we barely talked about him, but a bit surprised on the 3-1 morning line here. You know, he's 3-5, like you said, coming off three graded stakes wins in a row, the grade three West Virginia Governor Stakes, grade two Lucas Classic, and grade two Fayette Stakes, ranked second here in middle and late pace and third in average speed with a 102. Two wins from four starts at Churchill and four from eight at this distance with a second. Brad Cox, Gaffleone winning at 28% in graded stakes together in the last 3 years. It is definitely interesting that I do agree that Giroux probably had the choice there and he chose Most Wanted, but I think more reason to throw them both in there for grade threes and or pick threes and doubles. So there you have it. We're both going with Cook Creek as our top play for the Clark. So let's move on to Saturday at Churchill, the grade two Goldenrod Stakes at Churchill Downs, a road to the Kentucky Oaks race with 10 points on the line, a mile and a 16th on the dirt for two-year-old fillies. The last three Kentucky Oaks winners have run in this race before going on to win. Torpedo Anna last year, pretty mischievous and Secret Oath the years preceding. 10 Kentucky Oaks winners since 1991 have run in the Goldenrod previously before their win in May at Churchill as well. So a proven Oaks prep, to say the least. And of course, with Torpedo Anna winning the Goldenrod last year in the Oaks and went on to have the dominant year that we've seen, topping it off with the Distaff in early November. A fantastic race. Shorter field of seven here. I'm interested to see who you went with, especially with Good Cheer in here. Just undefeated from three starts. So
seven horses, you know, and the morning line's not out as of the time that we're doing this. So we're not sure, but Good Cheer has been 3-5 in her last two. I'm going to pull up the video when you get a second here, Good Cheer's race, the race on the 27th, because it showed a lot of maturity. I mean, she'd already showed a lot of talent. But in the Rags to Riches, which was the exact same mile 16th at Churchill, picked it up around a minute and 10 seconds. And you just see the fact that she's going to move up twice in the race. She is the six here, right? Yeah, she's the six. You can see he hasn't really asked her yet. And then he's going to make a move. And just this is just a quick little response. He's not doing much but moving his hands, Saez again. And she's just doing it on her own. She's going to cruise up. She's about 3-4 wide here coming off the turn. She's looking around a little bit. She's trying to actually lug in, but she's looking to the outside. He straightens her out, and she's just going to draw off to win by 4.5. This is what you want, though, in a two-year-old in the fall as they get smarter and faster. She went back-to-back 94 equibase speed figures. Again, she's going to coast out here. It's not ridden out because he does ask her a little bit, and he did give her a couple of taps with the crop, but she did clear easily. But that responsiveness to make the move and go past horses when asked just shows how smart this young horse is. And I think she's going to be really tough because of it. There's really no knock. Again, I'm expecting odds on. So she's going to be a single for me in pick threes. You know, the next two races, we're going to talk about the Kentucky Jockey Club. The one in between is called the Fern Creek, which is a sprint for two-year-olds. And so Good Cheer is a good way to cut down the cost of a bet and turn a pick three into a double, basically, because you just have to pick multiple horses in the next two legs. Eclatant, the one, also very talented. She's run twice. She's only run sprints, though, debut in June and then a win a month ago in October 4th at Keeneland, where she won easily. She is actually bred just great for two turns. First of all, she's got the rail, so that's what you want with a horse that has tactical speed. She's by Into Mischief out of a Scat Daddy mare. The mare produced, actually, she's a full brother to a horse, and I usually butcher this name, Muta Sabek, who won the Mucha Macho Man Stakes as a three-year-old. He's also won on dirt and turf stakes. He won the Bourbon Stakes. That's what it was. As a two-year-old, a mile 16th on the grass in 2020, and then the Mucha Macho Man on dirt in 2021, but he didn't do much after that on the Derby Trail. But still, the breeding is great for two turns. The problem with little problem is the 91 Echo Bay speed figure wasn't a strong second out to an 86. Now, she was ridden out, so she could have run faster, but not where close to the 94 Good Cheer is run. And that's about 8 points, is about four lengths. So she'd have to improve about four lengths here. But Giroux again. So it could be easily. Saez could win that race we just talked about on Friday and this race on Saturday. Giroux could win the race on Friday and this to Clark and this on Saturday. They both have the top contenders in this race. Again, kind of chalky, but you do have an opportunity here. I'm still going to single Good Cheer on my bets, but I wouldn't argue with anybody that wanted to use Eclatant.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I mean, Good Cheer. I mean, won by 30 lengths combined in her first three starts. 2-for-2 at Churchill, 2-for-2 at this distance. I mean, just, I think this filly is probably going to romp, you know, only seems to just be getting better with each start, gaining experience, you know, has that two-turn experience, which is very, I think, important at Churchill. I just don't see anybody beating her here, but I did want to mention Quiet Side, the four here for John Ortiz with Tyler Gaffalione up, a homebred for Short Leaf Stable. Ran to a second and a third to Immersive the last two times out, and the Grade One Spinaway and the Grade One Alcibiades. I mean, that's pretty impressive to compete with a horse who just won, you know, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies by what, 4 3/4 lengths, and to compete with her consistently to get second by just a length and a quarter and third by 3 1/4 lengths. So, you know, definitely has the company. She's ranked first in here in average class from that. Yeah, I mean, you know, working well at, you know, at Churchill as well, not a huge fan of Luis Saez getting off of good ride, or yeah, getting off to ride good cheer, but we'll see if that was the right call with these 2-year-old races. But yeah, to run that well with immersive, I think, is definitely something we have to bring up. What'd you think about that horse, Quiet Side?
I agree. No, I mean, she's a horse I'd use underneath if you wanted to play exactly some tries. I mean, she's not fast enough to compete with good cheer and Eccleton, but again, because of the fact that she's third and second, she'll be a bit ignored. You might get 8-10 to 1.
I agree.
So she's you could play an exacta with her in second.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah, I think good cheer. I mean, that's just an easy single for both Ellis and I. So yeah, let's head on back to Churchill. Move on to the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill. Mile and 16th on the dirt for 2-year-olds. This is a road to the Kentucky Derby race with 10 points on the line. And friendly reminder, this is our Equibase feature race of the week. So you can get free past performances, race analysis, speed, and class eGrass, FlashNet, and a whole lot more at equibase.com/race of the week. And also some great horses have won this race in the past. Super Saver in 2009, Gemologist in 2011, Tapperture in 2013, McCracken in 2016. Oddly enough, there are just 3 Kentucky Derby winners since 1991, which have previously ran the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes to win the Derby, those being Rich Strike, Super Saver, and Real Quiet. Last year's winner was Honor Marie for trainer D. Whitworth Beckman with Rafael Bejarano aboard. I think there's some value in here compared to last race we looked at. So who are you going with?
Well, yeah, we have a 10-horse field and a lot of horses that are first and second in their last races, including stakes. And so there will be some value, I believe. I'm going to start with He's Not Joking on the rail. Very, very interesting horse. People look at the PPs, they'll see that He's Not Joking. He's only been running in Woodbine and all weather. And that will discount the horse to a lot of bettors who don't think a horse can transition. But I think he can transition fine. We're going to watch this race in the Gray Stakes. And in the Gray Stakes, He's Not Joking here is number 6, about the 110 mark. And he's going to be asked, this is, again, talking about maturity and watching a horse. And, you know, I'm not as good as watching races as a lot of other people, but I do catch enough, I think, to see what's going on here. And He's Not Joking is number 6. And he's going to be asked a little bit and move up from 6th to 3rd about this point. We'll see it in a second. He's going to move up from 6th to 3rd about this point and then kind of idle a little bit and then make another move to go from 3rd to 1st and then draw off. And that kind of maturity, again, to be in sync, to understand, it comes from training. It comes from just mental ability and mental toughness. It is really important. Now, that was a 95 Equibase speed figure. The comp was going away. It was a very sustained bid. It was quick, going from 3rd to 1st on the turn while wide. And that 95 figure is really good. It's the second best last race figure in the field. Jonathan's Way got a 94 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and then 100 in the Iroquois. But remember, the Iroquois was a one-turn mile. And this mile 16th at Woodbine was 2 turns. First Resort got a 98 running 4th in the Grade 1 Summer Stakes on turf. Now, talking about breeding, so this is a concern I said people are going to have, but He's Not Joking as a son of Practical Joke. Actually, was sold at the Keeneland sale. And Practical Joke has not a lot of horses run on dirt, but he has enough in the Derby trail, early as 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, to give me me feel comfortable about him. He sired Practical Move, who won the 2023 Sanity Derby, and he sired Domestic Product, who won this year's Tampa Bay Derby. So I'm not worried about the move at all. Josie Carroll, one of the best trainers, Woodbine Hall of Fame trainer, doesn't ship out of Woodbine much at all. She sends a string to Florida in the winter, very rarely runs on dirt. But a Raceland statistic showed all her dirt routes in the last 5 years. She has 16 starters, 4 wins, a 2nd, and 4 3rds. In dirt routes, that would be outside of Canada, of course. I didn't include Fort Erie. She's also won 20 graded stakes the last 5 years. So you've got a horse on the rail with good ability and a boatload of pace in this race. Clock Tower has shown only a need to lead style in 4 races. First Resort with Saez, again, as aggressive as he is. Both of his sprint wins came when leading from his sprint win came from leading to the start, and his runner-up second start came from leading on turf. He didn't make the lead and rallied for 4th. But Saez, I think, will be aggressive with that post. He has to use some speed. Jonathan's Way has some speed. And Redacted, the 10 horse, has to go a little. But he's stretching out from 7 furlongs to 1 mile and 16th. So I think that just puts He's Not Joking in the exact same spot he was last time. fourth to sixth after a half a mile, move up and run really well. Jonathan's way is a question mark. I'm going to use him in pick threes, some pick threes and pick fours. Reluctantly, he'll probably be overbet because he did run, you know, huge winning his maiden at six furlongs, and then the one turn mile win the Iroquois, and then he never ran a lick in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. But some horses just don't ship out of Kentucky very well, and it could just be that. And we saw yesterday with Bauer, last weekend I should say, and Too Sharp. Bauer's a good enough trainer, and Johnson's way put in a really nice workout on November 16th back at Churchill, best of 76. I think he's okay, but I wouldn't bet when he's going to be too low odds. The other two to talk about quick, and this is important because I think you can make some money in this race in exact and trifectas. Sonic Skedaddle and Tistastic, and I expect prices on at least Sonic Skedaddle. Sonic Skedaddle, trained by Brendan Walsh, Gaffalione gets on, two sprints, both wins, 7 and 4.5, comes from dead last, so could be problematic, but we might get the pace as I mentioned earlier. Now, what's really interesting is I love just looking at the stuff on RaceLens, like Walsh sprinter route and graded stakes. Well, the first thing I found was he did the exact same thing with East Avenue to win the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland this October. Came out of a sprint win, Machado rode in the win, stretched out two turns. Guess what? He went to Gaffalione. No knock on Machado, but it's the exact same move. Walsh going to Gaffalione for the stretch out in a graded stake. The 85 figure has to be improved upon, but it could because it's his third career start. And I think he's going to do okay. He's by City of Light, who has great stats, or very more than average stats with routers, and his damage reduced dirt route winners. The other is Tistastic, who was 5 lengths behind Sovereignty in the Street Sense, which was at the distance of Churchill. It wasn't a bad race. He won a stake, $1 million almost stake at Kentucky Downs at a mile on the grass. So he's already proven that he can run well on dirt, and he could also be a thing. So I'm going to basically take He's Not Joking on top and exactas and tries with Johnson's Way, Tistastic, and Sonic Skedaddle. But if the odds are good, I might make a second win bet on Tistastic and Sonic Skedaddle here because I think the public might not see these things that I mentioned.
I think you'll definitely get a good price on Sonic Skedaddle. And the fact he's running into so much trouble in the first two starts of his career. And yeah, Jonathan's Way is such a big question mark, but I do love that 48-8, I think he did in 4 furlongs to get that bullet a couple weeks ago. So he came out of that race healthy. And yeah, there's just no excuses, honestly, in that Breeders' Cup. So we'll see if he comes back, but he's back home where he loves 1-for-1 on the Churchill Dirt Lifetime. So we'll see. But I'm going to go with a different play here, some Valley with Clock Tower. That's a Not This Time gelding by for the Wesley Ward Barn with Gerardo Corrales aboard. He has just one win from 4 starts, and that one win was on the turf. This gelding has hit the board in all 4 starts, running really decent numbers, all increasing equibase speed figures in every start of his life. Wesley Ward wins at 21% when starting a horse with 3 increasing speed figures all time, 49 wins from 230 starts. In the past 3 years, Wesley Ward is winning at 32% and 68% in the money with 2-year-olds at Churchill Downs, 7 wins from 22 starts. Ran a solid 93 last time out in the Grade 2 Bourbon at Keeneland, going 1 mile and 1/16 on the grass. Led the whole way, caught at the end. But here's what I really like and the reason I'm going to take so much value on this horse. Over the past 2 years, Wesley Ward is 4-for-9, 44%, when previously running a horse in a turf route and running it next in a dirt route. So that's a stat line you can find on the entries page as well on equibase.com. But 4-for-9 is wild. You know, on top of that, he's a positive ROI with that. Breezing well at Keeneland. Taking a chance here with Clock Tower. I think Wesley Ward might sneak one in here. I would assume I'll get at least 6-to-1, 7-to-1 on him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think he'll be really forgotten about.
I mean, with, you know, the question here is, you know, as I mentioned, the pace. If Clock Tower does clear, because he's definitely need the lead time. If he does clear, it could be very tough to catch. I mean, there's no question about it. And I will mention one thing you mentioned. So when Clock Tower broke his maiden at Kentucky Downs at a mile on the grass, he got an 89 figure. And when Tistastic won the Juvenile Mile at Kentucky Downs, he got a 90 figure. So Clock Tower ran just as fast as Tistastic in a stake. So I might actually throw him in also in my exact as we talked about. Thanks for leading me on to him.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. I love it. That's what this show is all about. We're just finding different things, putting our thoughts out there. I mean, just so there are so many different angles in this race. It was so interesting. And yeah, Tistastic kind of interested me. I was actually surprised that RaceLens True Odds give Tistastic the highest percent chance to win this race, interestingly enough. But yeah, Jonathan's Way will definitely take a lot of the money, especially, you know, the Vekomas here on dirt routes. But Yeah, for me, it's all Clock Tower, and Ellis is going with He's Not Joking. So thank you so much for watching, everybody. This has been so much fun. We really do appreciate you watching. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Travel and be healthy. Yeah, have a great week. Good luck. You can go make some money. Good luck in all your wagers, and we'll see you next week.